SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. The University of South Florida awarded nearly 2,700 degrees during summer commencement ceremonies on Saturday, August 9th in the Yingling Center on the Tampa campus. The ceremonies included recipients of 1,842 bachelor's, 692 master's, 153 doctoral, and 9 specialist degrees. The group featured 22 undergraduate students earning a perfect 4.0 grade point average, 82 student veterans, and graduates from 64 countries, 39 states, and 1 U.S. territory. At 17, the youngest graduate earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics. The oldest graduate, who is 69, received a doctoral degree in history. USF President Rhea Law presided over all 3 ceremonies. One of those students who graduated was Brooke Elrod. For Brooke, a love for music became a career goal the moment she attended her first music festival in 2021. The Tampa native chose USF St. Petersburg for its downtown location and close-knit campus, earning her bachelor's degree in management in just 3 years while gaining hands-on experience in event production. On campus, she worked at the University Student Center as an event technician and building manager, overseeing everything from AV setup to day-to-day operations. Off campus, she served as a stagehand with Rhino Staging, helping transform major venues like Raymond James Stadium and Amalie Arena for artists including Metallica, Sabrina Carpenter, and Zach Bryan. During the spring semester, she attended a music industry networking event at Bayboro Brewing. Through networking, she connected with the organizer who booked music for the brewery and other venues in St. Petersburg and landed an internship with Matchless Concerts. This internship allowed her to work with the director and talent buyer, assisting in marketing, promotions, ticketing, and show running. Balancing 2 part-time jobs, a full course load, and fraternity leadership roles, she credits her success to the support of family, friends, faculty, and peers. Elrod graduates August 9th and will begin a master's program in management at USF Tampa later this month, taking another step toward her ultimate dream, directing her own music festival. In collaboration with the Creekshed Project, Wild Space Gallery presents 8 authors from the Tampa Bay area and across Florida, invited to explore the question, what are the human and natural stories that drain into the Gulf? 8 writers, including Gary Mormino, Cherie Greer, and Thomas Halleck, present their ekphrastic short stories, each inspired by a specific archival object or artwork in the USF Library's special collections, and shaped by this powerful question. A Q&A, reception, and book signing will follow the reading. This event is free and open to the public, taking place Wednesday, August 20th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Wild Space Gallery, located at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South, Building 7. Visit stpete.usf.edu/events to register. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls.